Harris. I'm the lead pastor here at First Open Bible, and it's my honor this morning to be able to bring God's Word to you. It's good to be back. How have you been? Three people been awesome. Awesome. Y'all, rest of you are confused maybe. How have you been? Awesome. It'll get better. It'll get better. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I love that. That's what Pastor Sonny always say. How you doing, Pastor Sonny? Oh, I'm doing wonderful. It'll get better. He's just like, what? Pastor John Helmuth, thank you so much for preaching and filling in last week so my family could go on vacation. I truly appreciate that. It's very wonderful when I can trust and believe that all things are good and that I don't have to worry that there's some crazy stuff going on or heresy being preached. So I appreciate that. And can you give him a hand? If you did preach some heresy, please let me know tomorrow in the office. So far, I've heard nothing, so I'm very thankful, but I doubt anything was like that. I really appreciate everything. Thank you, church, for allowing us to go on vacation to see our family. It's been over 5 years since all four siblings got together and were in one place. It was wonderful. Wonderful. You know, when you follow after God, you just go. And sometimes you miss things, and you're thankful for the things that you grew up with. But I'm thankful to be here with you, church family. We've missed you. We have. I don't think you could pay me enough money to move back to that crazy liberal state, man. I mean, there is weeds. There is marijuana stores at every corner. It's insane. They treat marijuana like alcohol, and it basically you have to be 21 to get it. It's just like Colorado, and it was just crazy to see billboard after billboard after place, and my heart breaks for them because they just think that they're free when they're so bound. They're so bound by the things of this world. That's why we must be different, church. We must preach a different message. We must live different. We cannot be sour, grumpy Christians that judge. We must be full of life and full of joy, and we must show them a different way. I just want to say something about the dancing this morning, right? I've heard, you know, from people about sometimes they're discouraging dancing. Listen, in the world, they got bars open every night. And it says, do not be drunk with wine, but instead be filled, because that will ruin your life. That's what it says. But be filled in the Holy Spirit. And tell me that bars ain't having dancing, right? It says, dance before the Lord. David danced. I think it's beautiful. As long as it's not bringing attention to yourself, but it's bringing honor to God. I thought that was beautiful this morning. Beautiful. But a lot of times we get judgmental because, wait, hey, what are they doing here? Listen, the world dances all the time, and they get drunk with wine and alcohol, and they just go dancing, but be filled in the Holy Ghost and honor the King. See, you're going to do one or the other, and some of you, trust me, you probably don't want to dance, and we don't want to see it because you can't dance, right? So this is where you live, just side to side, okay? Hey, for the Lord, right? Just do a little side to side, or do the little knee bob, right? If you can clap on time, you can do the knee bob. If you can't, just keep with the clapping. Keep with the clapping. We want to be a church that's free. Free to worship the Lord. But not in our flesh, but in the Spirit of God. And when revival breaks out, there is singing and dancing and worship and falling before the Lord. There's prophecy spoken, gifts of the Spirit. There is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is in order because it's all honoring God. And when it gets out of order, it honors a human, right? And we don't want to honor the flesh. We want to honor God. And if it honors God, I want to encourage you to just bless the Lord with whatever he says. Do not worry about anybody else judging, right? If you brought a robe in this morning to judge people, I encourage you to come bring it to the altar and burn it. It is not your job to judge. It's your job to love and be transformed by the renewing of your mind and be transformed in the likeness of Jesus Christ and to go and to love and have fruit in your life. The world is sick of judgmental Christians. Sick of it. Sick of it. I'm sick of it. Right? Are you sick of it? Sometimes I get sick of myself because I'm like, what am I saying? Do I not remember what it was like to be lost? Who am I? Who am I? right? Be redeemed, be set free, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and be bold in all things that you believe in. Stand up for righteousness and truth and love, just like Jesus did. Love the sinners, right? And then you can confront the religious, just like Jesus. Confront the religious, love the sinners. Amen? Amen. That was just a little rant I had in my heart this morning. But it's so good to be home. We've missed you. But it was a wonderful time in Oregon. I really, really liked it. We saw a lot of people. We went go, go, go the whole time. But we haven't been back as a family in over 5 years. Many people, including our two brothers, met Lindley for the first time. And so did my grandma and some other people, cousins. And it was just a great, great time. I was very thankful. I want to ask you a question. What are your thoughts and what a church should be and what it should look like? Now just think about it. Have you thought about that? What should a church look like and what should it be? I think we should ask ourselves those questions. Right? Not something that you grew up with. It's not your daddy's church. It's not your grandpa's church. It's not, you know, your great-granddaddy's church. What should church be from God's word? And what is God calling the church to look like? I wrote down some of the thoughts that I have, what I believe the church should be. I believe the church should be a place that's full of life, excitement, and flowing in the transforming presence of the living God. I believe church should be a quality and safe nursery and fun-filled Bible teachings for children of all ages. I believe there should be relevant, inspiring, and life-altering teachings for the youth and adults in every step of their life. See, we're worshiping the living God, so what we learn should be living as well. We don't have to just preach history, right? This applies to your life, every step of your life. It's not dead, it's alive. God's word is alive, and it's relevant for our time. And what's even better is it's relevant for all of time. Church should be fresh, I believe, and flowing. It should not be stagnant or apathetic. There should be a fresh flowing of the Holy Spirit every week as it gathers together. These are some of the beliefs that I believe the church should be. Also, I believe this. Church, God's word, the message of the cross, has always been intended to be a place and a message for everyone. So there should be something for everyone. Every drug addict, every drunk, every heterosexual, every homosexual, every doctor, construction worker, stay-at-home parent, gossiper, confused, normal, strange, smart, single, married, hardworking, lazy, or whatever kind of person that the world has labeled you, they should come together with a body of imperfect believers. There ain't nobody in here perfect, amen? We should all follow Jesus, and we should be transformed day by day by day into his likeness. Not transformed into what the world says, but what the Bible teaches. But we all come as we are. And then we're transformed by the power of the cross. See, everyone is important, and everyone has a purpose. Jesus died not that one shall perish. See, every follower of Jesus is part of the body of Christ. This place we call church in America, I believe, should be safe in the physical, but it should be dangerous in the supernatural. Together we are better. We are the church in this world, and we are the church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Last month's theme was awesome. It was together. I loved it. It's a great theme. Did you like it? If you like to say amen. Amen. This is July now, and our theme is our 3G method. The 3G method is our mission statement for First Open Bible. This is the centerpiece. Say centerpiece, please. See, this is the centerpiece vision God gave us. And all of our major decisions that we're making flows out of this vision, and it has for the past 3+ years. If you want to do something in life with purpose and passion, church, you must have a vision. Must have a vision. What is vision? Two things. Vision is what we see, but it is also the way in which we see. Vision is the lens that interprets the events of our life, the way we view people and the way we view and the concept we have of God and what He's like. Vision is the bridge between the present and the future. Vision. We hear this pretty often. But here's the big question, church. Who is living out a passionate vision in their life? The vision that God placed on your heart should account for pretty much everything you do in this life. Vision is a very important thing. Can you say vision? Look to your neighbor and say, you got to have vision. Let me all yell at your neighbor. I said, just look at him. Maybe you know something. I don't know. Maybe you needed to be yelled at this morning. Wake up. Have vision. Amen. Vision is a very important thing. Because without vision, where are you going? What are you aiming for? What do you want to accomplish in life? Without vision, you cannot see clearly. So vision is kind of like a rose bush. I grew up in Oregon, born and raised. We had a rose bush, and I've learned from this rose bush in our backyard. So you can't just plant a vision or a rose bush and walk away. Because if you do, it'll grow in all kinds of crazy ways. And it will go many directions. And it has the potential to overtake and kill everything around it. Choke it out. Vision needs to be pruned, and it needs to be watered, and it needs to be cared for before it can grow into something breathtaking and beautiful. Lots of people have dreams, but church, do you have a vision? Vision is like a dream with legs. It gets moving and it goes somewhere. It doesn't just sit out in the clouds or in your thoughts. Habakkuk 2:2 in the New King James Version says this. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. And in the NLT it says this. Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that the runner may carry the correct message to others. The correct message. The church leaders, without a vision, they're like guides without a map. But a godly leader with a good vision will help identify God's intent for a ministry. Right? Godly leaders, you're a leader in this church, will you raise your hand? Godly leaders, you're more than just a preacher or a preparer. You're a vision caster. And people follow you. Amen? See, if a godly leader has a good vision, it can help put legs to whatever God is saying for a group of followers. So here I am as the lead pastor to recast our vision of everything we do in ministry. And I want to encourage you, if you can get behind this vision, you're going to love this church. But if you cannot get behind this vision, you will be miserable here. And you may want to find somewhere else. Not that I don't love you, but you have to get behind God's vision. And if you can't get behind God's vision, you will be miserable and you feel like you'll dry up and die. But if you can get behind God's vision for this church, you will blossom and grow and just feel an amazing spirit in your life. And there'll be a journey like no other. So the mission for First Open Bible, and it has been since the first week I preached over 3 years ago, is the 3G method. Grounded, growing, and going. We're grounded in the Word, right? We're growing in discipleship, and we're going to serve. What does 3G give? It gives users access. I want to break down my heart real quick about each one of these. What is grounded in the Word? See, we're committed at First Open Bible to the whole Word of God, cover to cover. You rip something out, you don't believe in something in here, then you don't believe in anything in there. You got to believe it all or believe none. We're committed at First Open Bible to the whole Word of God and the Spirit of God and living a life that imitates a biblical worldview. We see God's Word gives us vision and a life that should represent truth and love taught from the Bible. God's Word teaches the understanding of the supernatural freedom of the cross, repentance from sin, reconciliation to God, and the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Bible has an answer to all of life's questions, problems, and struggles. We at First Open Bible want all God has for us from His Word, and we want it to be activated in our redeemed lives. Growing in discipleship. First Open Bible is committed to making, training, and equipping disciples for Jesus Christ in a way that is central to everything we do. Do you remember what this year's theme, 2019, is? Say it if you remember it. Discipleship. Come on, church. Disciple a Christian and a non-Christian. Pray for people in your life, at least 10 of them every day. You remember that vision that we cast? This year's vision, complete vision, is discipleship. Not what the maybe the church has taught, but biblical discipleship. And that's the same thing as Jesus. It's seeking and saving, seeking and saving. We think discipleship starts once they accept Christ. Discipleship starts just like Jesus led 12 men. Discipleship starts at the very beginning whenever you meet somebody, if they're a Christian or non-Christian. Your job as a disciple of Christ is to lead all people closer to Jesus, no matter where they're at in their walk. Even if they don't have a walk with God, you lead them closer to Jesus. That is our vision for this year. And growing in discipleship, we're committed to making, training, and equipping disciples for Jesus Christ, and it's central to everything that we do. What we're going to do is we are going to lead Christians and non-Christians alike closer to Jesus. We equip the saints to fight against the enemy, raise a godly family, and understand who they are as joint heirs in Christ. Biblical discipleship teaches us to walk in victory every day and be able to preach the good news of Jesus with boldness as a disciple and as we disciple others with love and through outreach. Now going to serve.